Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise and we give you the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Stand on your feet. Thank you, God, all the praise and all the glory. He's worthy to be praised. We thank you for our family. We thank you for our jobs and our homes.
I just have to personally, right through here, thank Minister Kirk Carr. What a gift. You know, I just believe that God has the right person for the right person to make the right connection. And I've had many producers, recorded. This man picked up my spirit, my God consciousness, that I feel what you feel, even what you're going through in your life. This man could be anywhere. I mean, the world is calling for him, and I thank God he came to see about little old me. Come on, let's thank God for Minister Kirk. Ah. Woo. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you. Tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you.
And the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life feeds you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God.
Somebody tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting.
You
might be crying.
You might be crying.
You might be worrying.
You might be worrying and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you. Watch God change.
Yeah. I pray for you.
for me.
You pray for me and watch God change me.
Just get on your lunch break, would you just take a moment out to pray for me? Cause I'm gonna be praying for you. One God. Now, you know what's gonna happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody, tell them, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen?
Watch God change me.
Won't it change? I pray for you. You pray for me.
Tony Gill Show. Hope y'all are doing and having a great time out there today, man. And the sun is shining bright here in Houston, man, H-Town. I mean, it is shining bright. It's looking good outside today. I want to welcome everybody again to this today. We got some great guests coming on you tonight as well. So we have our guest host coming on. I think Mr. Doc is here with us right now. I'm bringing him on right now. The man of everywhere he goes. He's the man. He is the man. Doc.
How are you, Tony? What a great time to be back. Been under the weather a little bit, but God is still good. And so excited to be back to my mentor, Mr. Tony Gill, on the award-winning Tony Gill Show.
Oh, man, Doc, I thank you, man, for, you know, for being here all the time. And I see, man, you doing some great things. You're in awards, man, international awards. I see you're doing your own radio show and you're doing a lot of stuff, man.
Well, you know something, Tony? You know, what people fail to let other people know is, you know, when I first came on, you mentored me, and next month I'm getting an International Peace Award. And last week they did my life story on Access TV, and the week before that I was celebrated across the world. And let's look at the different things that you showed me, worked with me, inspired and support me. So, you know, I make sure wherever I go, I let people know, as far as all the acclaim I get on radio, you are the one who directed me in the right path. So as I go to get these awards, they know about you too.
I saw you wrote my, you know, put my name out there, man. Obviously, I'm saying, you know, praise God. I say, you know, thank God for you, man. That's great, man. We're just here, man, helping each other, man. That's what you, me, and Black Diamond and Jackie. That's what we all do. We just basically we just feel it, you know, just, you know, helping each other, helping everybody meet their goals in life and success they need to meet in life. That's all.
Well, you know something, what some people fail to realize, you have to learn from somebody, and you know you've been doing it for so many years that it's like the turkey. You know how the drippings fall down on the turkey? If we sit under you and listen, we can take that and go farther, and I just appreciate you for the knowledge and the experience that you shared with me. And as you said, we all worked together last year, you know, all three of us, me, you, Jackie, you know, we all were award winners, you know, extraordinary award winners. So the show has gone from last year award winning there till now me being a part of the show. I represent the show going international. So we do work together, and we're family, and I hope everybody out there understand when they listen to the show, this is a family show that has great music and great interviews.
So we do, man. We bring the best interviews, for, you know, from around the world, man. We have had the best on it. We still have not finished, done yet.
That's right. The best is yet to come.
The best is still yet to come. Man, that's great, man. So what you doing today? What you up to today? You just relaxing, chilling?
Well, you know what it is that I'm working on a new song. You know, okay. Dennis, I've been so busy writing songs with Dennis that Dennis allowed me to background a song for him not too long ago. He's preparing me, so I'm working on a new song where I'm going to come out and do my own song. I decided I'm just going to keep trying, so, you know, better pray to everybody. They put their fingers in their ears because I'm going to come up with a new single probably within the next 4 months.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I'm working on a new single myself right now, trying to get my new single finished. I'm working on a new single, you know, right now. I got the music done already. The soundtrack is already done. So I'm just,
and
I'm
what's
just,
the song going to be called?
Get with the lead. Huh?
What's the song going to be called?
If My People.
Oh, I can't wait. hey, send it to my email, and I'll blast it to all our buddies across the air. I know it's going to go gold.
It's going, you know, God's really blessing it, man, and the singer I got on is fantastic, and you know it's gonna be really good singer, gonna be really good singer. We're gonna be playing your song tonight too. If you're preparing me, but I have that loaded on my sweet board.
Yeah,
so we're gonna be playing that for everybody
like
tonight.
Like I said, that was one that Dennis Grady wrote, and he had me come along to be the background singer, and I was amazed how it came out, and so I'm looking for you guys to keep me lifting me up as I venture out and do other great things.
That's great. That's fantastic. My guest host, Dr. Bradford Howard, around the world, y'all. He's everywhere. Also, we have our guest on tonight as well. We have our guest, a prophetess, Cheryl Hopkins. She's doing a lot of things. Our revival, great lady out of H-Town. We're going to be here for her in about 4 minutes, y'all, so don't go nowhere. There's so many questions. I got to do this from the nursing home. We do stuff from the nursing home. How y'all doing in the nursing home today? They listen to us. They want to hear A Move of God Is On The Way by Norma Hutchins. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonders. Because to perform, God is going to bless you, but just hold and know,
I feel a breakthrough, it's coming your way,
it's a mighty move of God,
it's a mighty move of God, it's going to change your day,
the signs and wonders,
the signs and wonders,
baby, because
Thank you.
I love that song, Doc.
So do I.
Love that song.
It's great.
That's a great song. Well, everybody, I want everybody to just to welcome, put their hands together. So right here in my in the hometown, where I'm here in H-Town in Houston, right here locally, you know, I haven't met the lady yet, but I'm telling you, she's doing some mighty powerful things here in Houston. We're going to get a chance to meet her and see what's going on and just find out what she's doing, what she's up to, how she got started. Testimonies and a lot of great things from the prophetess right here in H-Town, Prophetess Cheryl Hopkins. We're going to bring her on right now. Good evening. How you doing, Prophetess?
I am doing excellent, man of God. Can you hear me real good?
I hear you real good.
Amen. Praise God. I am doing great. I'm really doing great. God is really blessing. I'm just excited about what he's doing. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Prophet.
Welcome to the first time to the show. This is Dr. Bradford Howard on the line with me.
Amen. How you doing, Doctor?
Good. I'm the servant apostle up here in the Connecticut area. Heard great things about you, mighty woman of God you are.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, Prophet, I want you to introduce yourself to everyone tonight and just tell everybody, you know, who you are. And, I know you got a lot of things going on. Just somehow, a little testimony, and everything about yourself, how you got started.
Amen. Back in 1989, when I was young, my mother got killed when I was a year old. Talk a little bit more about that later on, maybe in another interview. But the Lord called me, and my dad shot and killed my mom when I was a year old. But back in 1989, I was introduced to Dietrich Hatton's mother, Prophetess Joyce Hatton, in 1989. Okay. I was about 20, 21, and I actually started out as a singer. So I was called to come to their church. They were having a place to sing. And so Prophetess Hatton heard me for the first time, and she said, "You are so anointed." She said, "Will you do us another song?" And So it went from one song to a second song. Then she asked me to do a third song, and she said, "You're just so anointed." After the meeting was over, she asked me, she said, "I don't know if you know that you've been called to preach as an evangelist," she said, "but you're heavily, heavily anointed." And she said, "You're very, very gifted." She asked me, she said, "Promise me that you'll come back to visit us." And so I promised her that I would. Shortly after that, I gave her a call. And that night when I called her, it was actually in the evening. And I said, I wanted to know, it was a Tuesday. I said, "I wanted to know if you could have someone to pick me up for Sunday." She said, "Guess what?" She said, "Tonight we're starting a revival. Starts tonight." She said, "Why don't you come tonight?" I became very, very excited. She picked me up that night. I went, and I had been seeking God for the Holy Ghost, which is evidence of speaking in other tongues. And that particular night, after the preacher preached, she had called me up to do a song before the preacher preached, and she had introduced me and told everybody I was there for that play not too long ago before that. And she wanted me to come up and sing a song. So I sung the song, the preacher preached, and then after that, I came up for altar call. And after the preacher laid hands on me, Papa sat and laid hands on me, immediately I began to speak. I joined the church that night, and I followed her ministry actually until I came to Houston. So actually at the time that I joined, Dietrich wasn't even well known at that time. Well, he wasn't even known at all, actually. He was leading the choir, the praise and worship team. Him and Demeter wasn't married at the time, and then shortly after that they became married in 1999. But that's how I got started, and I just been going forth in ministry ever since 1989.
Praise God.
So actually, I left Louisiana. I'm sorry.
Who is the person who really inspired you?
You're saying the person that really, really inspired me during my ministry.
Yes.
Well, actually, the person that really inspired me was Dietrich Haddon's mother.
Okay.
Because she took time with me as a young evangelist. And so I was greatly inspired by her ministry. And then later I became very inspired by Juanita Bynum's ministry. So I'm just wholeheartedly greatly inspired by her ministry and also T.D. Jakes.
Wow, what a trio.
Yeah.
Amen. Now you got some, that's a flyer. Are you have something coming up in H-Town, Houston?
Yes, I actually have I'm giving a great big Easter program for the kids, actually for everybody in the community. We're doing that on a big level. You know, of course, I decorate. I do all the decoration myself. So I believe in giving people an elegant setting that they're not used to having, even sometimes when they go to the restaurant. So I like to decorate the glasses and things like that, and just make it really, really elegant for the people of God. But I'm really excited on March the 26th, which is the day before Easter. I'm really excited. My husband and I, Reverend John Hopkins, we're really excited about putting on that Easter program just for the people of God in the community. It's not just for the children, but it's just for everybody, just to be inspired and lifting. And I'm actually planning to make some baskets to give away. Probably just maybe like, several different baskets to give away to the kids. Just to kind of help in the community, and we just give God a praise and glory for that. I'm just really excited about what God is doing here in Houston, and we also getting ready to do some relationship classes. Well, not classes, but our services, kind of helping people in their relationship and how to build a healthy relationship. So we're also getting ready to put that in place.
Prophetess, now, one thing about it, we know you're also a singer. Do you have any more, anything new coming up on that end?
Well, actually, I have a song which is called Will You Be Ready? Actually, Dietrich Haddon's brother-in-law, back in 2001, he actually produced that song, and I haven't actually got that song out there yet. So
okay.
He also helped me with Can't Run Away. He did the music with that. So I'm actually in the process of getting those songs out into the airway.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to will you be ready? Will You Be Ready is really a very exciting song, because it's really saying, will you be ready when Jesus comes? Because we know not the day nor the hour that he shall appear. But it says you got to be ready. But the name of the song is Will You Be Ready?
All right.
And then, you know, you want to run away from all your problems. So I came up, God gave me that song, Can't Run Away. You know, you want to run away, but you can't run away because your blessing's right here, so you got to stay. So that's what's in the song.
Fantastic. Why don't you let us hear a little bit of one of the songs for a minute, just a minute. Here's Marie.
I'm sorry?
Why don't you let us hear one of the songs, just a little bit of it, while people are listening.
Okay, just a little bit. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? He's coming back for church. Got a spot or a wrinkle, but you gotta be ready. Got to be ready. You gotta be ready when the Lord shall come. So just a little bit right there.
All right. I like it. How you like that, Dom?
I like it. It sounds like the old-time style, and I'm one of them old-time senior citizens that kind of music, it always goes far with us.
Well, wait until you hear that, hear it with the beat and everything. It's off the chain. It's off the chain.
It sounds like it. Do you preach with your husband at church? You preach with him or speak with him or what?
I'm sorry, can you ask me again?
Do you speak sometime at the church? Are y'all at the church, or where's your church located?
We're located at 8300. We're actually in an apartment complex inside of the leasing office. So they allowed us to be in the activity center. That's where we are every Saturday at 12 noon. And, yes, my husband and I actually work real good together. He's more of a teacher. I'm more of the preacher evangelist. But we work very, very good as a team. He let me do my portion. He doesn't try to take away from me. Actually, he pushes me. And actually, he's the one that works a full-time job while I'm available. But, yes, every Saturday we're together in ministry. So sometimes he ministers. Well, we both minister. You know, he'll minister a little bit, and then I'll minister a little bit. So, yes, we work strong as a team. We've been married actually ever since 1988. So all our children are grown now. And so we work very, very good in ministry, very, very good. I mean, I don't have a jealous husband, and that's one good thing about it. So we work, extremely good together.
That's fantastic. He lets me
do my part, and then I step out the way for him to do his part. And so I'm excited just knowing that we're able to work together without fighting against one another, you know, one getting jealous of the other. No, we just take time to let each other do what it is that God has called us to do, because we realize that we were called together to do this work, just like he called us as husband and wife as one. He called us as one to do this work, and we must work together. And so we do that very, very well.
That is so great. The two and one. What a blessing this couple is.
Yes. So actually, I was out with him today. Actually, at the rodeo, I said, "Look, I gotta stop what I'm doing at the rodeo. I know I'm enjoying it, but I promised this man of God this interview." And so, you know, he was just so kind; didn't have no problem with it. As a matter of fact, he just helped me with the time so that I could come on the right time. And I certainly appreciate you.
That's fantastic. That is great. That is great. That is great. So, y'all, you enjoying the rodeo today?
I'm man of God. I'm telling you, I'm on the on-time high. Pastor Abbott took me on Friday. I had to put it was pretty busy for me. My son's birthday was that same day, so I went helped surprise him. Then Pastor Abbott met me there at the party. Then she took me to the rodeo, so she took care of all the expenses for that. And she had one of her members with her. So we had a fabulous time, and then she took me out to eat. And so likewise, I told my husband, I said, we're going to go just with me and you, and you know, so that we can just enjoy each other as well. So he and I went to do that today. So we've just been really, God has just been really so good to us here in the H-Town. So we're just giving praise and glory. I mean, he's just blessing us to do great things here in this city.
Hey, man, that is great. That is really great. That is really fantastic. So if you have an encouraging word for, you know, I mean, for families or men, women, children, what would be your word would be?
Well, my word would be is that a family that prays together is a family that stays together. And what happens is that we stop praying for one another. And this is the reason why the church, the families are starting to scatter. They bring more confusion brought to the family than more prayer brought to the family. So if we could stop the confusion and do more prayer, then we will have successful family life. And then family needs to start coming together and eating together. Like on holidays or different occasions, I bring my family together and we sit and we eat and we chat with each other. I have to bring time with my grandchildren, my children come together. And this is a trend that I have set in my family that will go on until when the Lord takes me home to heaven, that my family would know that the trend that I've set is for you to come together as a family, that you never are too busy that you can't come together as a family and dine and sit without confusion and pray together. Let's eat together and let's worship together in the name of Jesus.
Prophetess, how can people get in touch with you?
They can reach me. With area code 832-303-3967. That's my ministry number. Matter of fact, if they dialed me right now, it will come straight to my cell phone. So I have two personal numbers. It's my personal cell phone number and then my ministry number. But either way it goes, they get straight to me. The only difference is, and again, I want to call that number again. It's area code 832-303-3967. And that goes, again, directly to my cell phone. Only difference is ask them to announce their name so that way I know that it's a ministry call. I know know their name, and then I will answer it as a ministry call versus a personal call.
Amen. What's the name of your church?
The name of our church is Blessings and Success Ministry. Blessings and Success International Ministry, but for short, it's Blessings and Success Ministry. And I let everyone know that we're not a bootleg ministry. We are registered with the state of Austin, Texas. So we are up under the full guidelines to operate as any other church. So again, we're not a bootleg ministry. We all have everything in order with the state of Austin here in Houston, Texas.
Amen.
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 So I like to make that plain, because when you're first starting a new work, people just think that you're bootlegging. You just want to be somebody, so you're just going out there to do something, but yet you don't have anything to order. But I like to let them know if they need to see some paperwork, I don't have no problem showing it to them. And if they call the office and ask them if there's a such thing as a blessing and success ministry, they'll tell them yeah, so they can't even buy the name. We already Amen. Own it. We bought that name in Jesus' name. So, so I like to let people know that I do things in a professional manner. That you know, it might have had to start on a small level, but we ain't no small people.
You serve a great God.
Right. Yes. And when we do things, we do it on a grand level. If you've been watching on Facebook, you know I decorate the glasses. I do different little things. I decorate the walls. I'm actually excited about the decoration for Easter. I just go all out. I give God my best because I want God to give me his best. And also, you know, we have the miracle pack. God gave me the miracle pack. If I could talk about that miracle pack, man of God. God gave me a miracle pack, and he told me, he said, I want you to produce this 3x3 box. And he said, I want you to get a 3x3 box. He said, I want you to put your label in the front. And then I also have a label in the back. So when me and my husband are doing something together, I can turn the label around. But when I'm in revival or when I'm doing something personal, I turn the label to the part that I use with my picture on it. And God told me, he said, I want you to put in that 3x3 box. He said, I want you to call it your miracle pack. He said, I want you to put a bottle of anointed oil in it, a prayer cloth, and I want you to put a lock and key in there. He said, and let the people of God know that the lock and key just illustrates that they're unlocking their miracle. And man of God, I know it worked because for the first year, I didn't even bother to use the miracle pack for myself. I just told the people of God what God said. They sold special seeds for it, and I tell them they're not purchasing a miracle. God just wants them to give something that is so important to them, and that is to sow a seed. Sow a seed Amen. And watch God. When you get something for free, you don't value it. But when you give something for it, when you give a sacrifice, you'll pay more attention to it. But when you give something, somebody just give it to you, you pay a lot of attention. But when you give something for it, you hold on to it. And I'm telling you, it has been producing miracles for the people of God. And he told me, he said, the reason why he should tell the people of God, the reason why I told you to call it your miracle pack is because it will produce the people of God miracles. And I'm telling you, man of God, it has been producing miracles. I've only used the miracle pack 2 times in this year because I was never focusing on the miracle pack for myself. And 2 times this year, God told me, he said, I want you to use the miracle pack. I'm going to give you a miracle. And I took the miracle pack with me whole in the box. I didn't take individual piece out. I took the whole box with me. I said, God, I need a miracle. I unlocked the lock and key. And I'm telling you, each time I did that and trusted and believed God, he gave me a miracle.
How do people get the miracle pack?
All they have to do is get in contact with me. They can actually get the miracle pack. They can get in contact with me by Facebook. What I do is once they I get, you know, give them information on how they can get the seed to me. Sometimes the people send it to me Walmart. But the main thing is that they give me their address, and then I get a label ready for them, and then I send it out. I send it out in a large box envelope. And I'm telling you, it is very impressive. But when the people of God get it, they contact me back and say, Prophet, you did this thing very, very professional. Because actually the lock and key is actually on the label on the outside of it, printed, and it also have the lock and key. It has the prayer cloth. It has the anointed oil on the outside of the envelope. What's on the inside. So it's really, really exciting. And then when they get it, it also gives them instructions inside. So I have a miracle pack instruction. And I also didn't mention, but I do have a miracle pack holy water miracle pack.
Okay.
So they can get in contact with me you know, Kashana, that miracle path. And if some people happen to just get in contact with you, you can get in contact with me. But they can also, you know, get me on Facebook, or they can call me with that 832-303-3967. And I can get it, you know, get everything prepared for them. But people have gotten the miracle packet. I do get it out. I don't take people money and not do what I say I'm going to do. If they do their part, I do mine. And I immediately get it prepared for them to send it right out to them. And I also contact them back to make sure that the miracle pack arrives at their address. So I do things in a very, very professional manner. I make sure that the people of God could never say that they sold a seed for it and never got it. I don't like when people do tacky things, get people's money, and then they can't do what they're supposed to do. I don't, and they say things over the radio, over the television, and they don't meet what they say they're going to do. That's not me. If I say I'm going to do it, if you do your part, I'm going to do mine. And I'm going to immediately do my part. Matter of fact, someone just sold me a seed of $107 that I just got in the mailbox last night. I contact them, and I didn't even have a phone number on them, but I contact somebody that knew them and contact them, and she gave me their number, and I called them this morning. I said, I've got your seed. I'm going to get that miracle pack out to her. And I told her, I said, just please give me 7 to 10 days like they do with shipping and handling. I said, I'll get it out to you. I said, then I'll contact you back and let you know the day that I sent it, and I'll also contact you back to make sure that you got it. So I do things very, very professional as much as I possibly can. And thank you so much for allowing me to share that.
Oh, no, that's what it's all about, is what you are doing and your ministry. And that's what it's all about. That's fantastic. Anything else, Doc, you want to ask you before we let it go?
Listen, what a pleasure, Prophetess, meeting you. I hope one day we get to meet you in person. But truly, you're another one of the great ones that come on the Tony Gill Show, and I'm just so glad to have met you.
Amen. Thank you all so much. I really, really, Minister Tony, I really appreciate you. And man of God, what is your name again?
I'm Dr. Bradford Howard, Jr. out of Connecticut area.
Okay, Dr. Bradford, I like to keep in contact with you. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am. Matter of fact, I just sent you a request.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So then we can keep in contact with one another. But anytime, man of God, now, Minister Tony, what city are you in?
I'm in Houston.
You're in Houston, too. Praise God. Amen. So anytime we can, you know, just anything that I can do to be an assistant to you, I'd be more than happy. Look, I'm dying to do a show live for Will You Be Ready or Can't Run Away. So, look, I'll throw that at you if, you know, any opportunity that comes
okay.
by.
Right. If you want live, you let me know. We definitely be right there for you. That's what we do.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And God bless the both of you.
Thank you so
God
much.
God bless you. Thank you, Diane.
God
and
bless you. Thank you.
Your husband and the church, we said, God bless you all. And thank you very much for you being here as well.
I'll do just that. And thanks, Abundant. I appreciate both of you, great men of God.
You're quite welcome. It's our pleasure.
Okay, God bless you. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Chris Preparing Me by Dennis and Doc Howard. We'll be right back.
brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Jesus Christ, and it's not through with you. praise break. I said I feel a praise break. I said I feel a praise break. Because I ain't got no doubt in my mind that he can do it.
All right, hey Doc.
Yes.
So he's preparing me. Let's talk about that song. Who wrote that? You wrote that one and y'all sang together?
This is the first. I usually write all the songs for Dennis, but this is the first time that he wrote this song. And what happened was years ago, he came out with the song, and you know how we have to be so careful who we deal with before I met him. And somebody told him they could help him get that song exposed. And what happened, the person didn't do anything. And so Dennis met me later on. And so what happened is he wound up singing all my songs. And I said, well, look, let's go back and take the song that you wrote that never went anywhere. Let's kind of, you know, spring it up a little bit faster. Let's work on it. And so this was a song that he wrote. We kind of updated, made it a remix, and so he sang it, and I did the background and the spoken word at the end of it.
Okay, where did you record it at? Where did you record it?
Oh, we recorded. Dennis has a mobile studio. It looks like a 14-wheeler, and it's right in his driveway, and we go right inside of this mobile truck, which it can go anywhere. In other words, he can take it to events, and when we go inside the truck, his studio is complete. And matter of fact, how complete it is that once the master is done, we don't have to go to disc makers or nothing. Dennis can make the copies. Dennis can make the labels. Dennis can do it all. So basically what we used to do before is I would write songs and he would sing them. So I would write and promote and he would sing and produce. And in this instance, I said, you know, thank you for what you've done for me. Let's take your song. And so far, it's going well.
Wow, that's good. That is great. That's good, man. If y'all collaborate like that. And so are you recording your next single at this place?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing the next one. I don't know, God put a song in my heart, so I think either I'm going to do the song completely by myself, or guess what? We're going to do the opposite. I'm going to sing and have him do the background.
Okay.
Yeah, but the thing about it is Dennis is one of those gifted individuals that he was ignored, because what happened is Dennis used to be famous many years ago in R&B down in the South. And what happened is once he converted to Christianity, a lot of his fans walked away. You know, they were so used to him with the R&B because he had one of those sweet-sounding type voices. And so once he went gospel, people just walked away from him. And then what happened is we started going out together, and when he came to Connecticut, I just met him, and me and a couple other guys, we did a background for him up here in the Hartford area. And then the next thing you know, I started writing songs, and everything I wrote, Dennis's voice went right with it. And, you know, the one Never Too Busy, the first song I wrote, Never Too Busy, that went number one right off the shoot. And, you know, Dennis's voice really took that first song that I wrote. Because I wrote Never Too Busy as a love song to God. So, Dennis just has a very unique voice when you're talking about gospel, because he has that little kind of sweet tang, you know, that kind of softens, you know, and kind of draws people in. So we've been a good match for about the last few years.
That is fantastic, man. That is really good. It's good to hear stuff like that.
Look at you. I mean, you're a famous musician. You've been on who knows how many different recordings. You know, you and I are older than some of the younger people who listen to the radio. But the thing about it is we've had our time. The only thing now is I've been so busy trying to open up doors for other people.
Right.
And that's what your show does. We can't just kind of mentor people. They have to have a place to go, like your show or whatever. So,
you're right.
I'm just glad that, you know, when you find a good match, and Dennis and I have been a great match. Like I said, he wrote, you know, I sang, I write, he sings. When you got people that you can work together with, you got to stick with them until something else comes up. And then So he's been a great partner of mine, and our wives are good friends, but we have some other new projects coming out. hopefully, probably within the next 3 or 4 months. So the doc is going to continue to, hey, be your partner, like I said, unless, you know, I'm also a founder of a church. Unless we have, like, our church anniversary is coming up in April, I might miss a couple of shows because I'm the founder of the church.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that,
definitely.
Hey, you're my main partner over the air unless something else changes.
That's fantastic. That's great. Good. Now, tell everybody about this, before I let you go, we're going to get out here, about the show on Saturdays and how they look. They get to listen to it and tune in.
I'm sorry, I can't. The show that was last week?
Yeah. You know, aren't you on every Saturday now or what?
I'm going to be on every Saturday at 2, starting the third Saturday in April.
Okay.
So starting the third Saturday in April, I'm going to have a show called The Joy of Music. And what's going to be happening is we're going to have not only gospel music, but what I'm hoping to do is take the show and get a lot of the people who are trying to get into business. You know, there's so many gifted and talented people, like when we had Shane Davis on the show, remember, he didn't have an MP3,
right,
and he sang a cappella. So
yeah.
I'm trying to create an opportunity where some of the new people who are gifted and talented, and maybe they don't have the big names or anything like that, that they can be heard across the air. And who knows what doors that can be opened. Look at a lot of the people who have come on your show, and look how far they've gone. We have to provide avenues, you know, for other people. I understand the stations that have advertisers, and they have to play certain songs. But there's so many other songs and so many talents that are not being heard. And I want to make sure that my show creates that opportunity for those who do it for the love of God and have something to share that people can hear it.
You are absolutely right, man. You're absolutely right. You know, certain stations have to play certain songs, and that's all you hear over and over again.
And you know something, Tony, how about some of the shows lately, you know, the last so many shows you've had? I mean, we've had some people on the show that maybe they're only heard in a certain area, but your show is national and above. And so, you know, we don't want gospel music to die. And we don't want to hinder those that got voices that have something ready to speak to the people. And so, like I said, you've been the best example, you know, opening the door and avenues for people through your interviews and the music. And I want to follow that here on the other side, where you're over in Houston. I'm over here in Connecticut. I'm on the East Coast.
Right.
I'm completely opposite. And guess what? I'm going to try and get that going. But guess what? Between you towards the West and me on the East, we meet together because we have a bond of wanting to provide the best for people and to bring out the best of people. So, like I said, you molded me. Now I'm going to go wild. So, in other words, hey, my show is just a sub part of your show on the East Coast. How's that?
Well, praise God. Now, what about this international award?
Let me tell you something. Well, a lot of people forget that I'm a founder of a church, and I've spent most of my life on the streets working with youth, homicidal, suicidal, those on drugs and so forth. And so what's happening is on the 16th of April down in Atlanta, Georgia, there's an international Peace Award for youth, and I'm going to be one of the recipients of the Peace Award. And I feel so blessed and so honored to receive it. I've just been the person who just does what he's supposed to do. You know, there's some people who look for awards. I just get up and try to do the very best that I can each and every day, and the acclaim has come. I've never looked for it. But again, as I go forward to receive that award, you know, I receive it for God, I receive it for my family, and I also receive it as a part of the Tony Gill Show family. If you look on Facebook, you'll see it's right there. Member of
That's
Tony
right.
Gill
it
Show.
Sure is.
Yeah, I want people
it
to
sure
know. It says
it's right there.
It says guest host of the Tony Gill Show to receive international award. But one of the greatest things was last Tuesday, I was featured on TV. They did a life story about my life and featured me and everything with it. This was last Tuesday on Access TV. So for some reason, it's just my season. not me doing that special.
It's your season, man.
It's my season. And what happened is every time I get the opportunity, I get a chance to talk about the family, God, the different role models, all the mentors in my life. Each and every one of us are impacted by so many people. And we can never forget those that have prayed for us, supported us, inspired us. And so, like I said, I may touch your horn quite a few times, but at a time when I was a senior citizen and supposedly retired and started coming on your show, I was like, what am I going to do as a senior citizen? You kind of rekindled that spirit over the, you know, us doing the show. And I'm just glad to have that opportunity. And guess what? There's greater things coming up for you, too. You know that.
Amen. 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 I receive it, man. Yes, I know that. I know that. I'm just happy to follow you and see all the everything you're doing, man. Gosh, I'll be checking it out. I say, man, this is really great. I said, this is fantastic. I said, man, it's great.
It's just that's good. Everything's coming in this season, and they're doing. Matter of fact, they even put together a program in another state, and it was called Revelations of Dr. Brad Howard Jr. So, in the state of Massachusetts, I think T. Eckstein, who's a big time recording artist, you know, she's the niece of Billy Eckstein. Well, she's up in Massachusetts, and she has her own show, and she put together something on the revelations, spoken word revelations of Dr. Brad Howard Jr. So she put together a program up there. So it is just my season. I'm enjoying it, and I meet so many wonderful people. And one of these days I got to get down to Houston so we can break some bread.
That's right. That's right. Oh, I got to get to where you are, man, so we can definitely meet. That's gonna be great. I can't wait. It's gonna be great. Great.
It
meeting.
Is gonna be so great. And I enjoyed the prophetess.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Me too. Definitely. A prophetess, sure. I'm glad you get a chance to meet her too, man. We meet a lot of people, man. That's good. A lot of people.
You know, when you did the outside show, and you had all those young kids that you were dealing with.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was fabulous. You know, it would be nice to do some more of those ones, you know. That was the one I did in San Antonio.
Right.
Yeah, to see, you know, can you imagine these young kids that had a chance to meet you?
Amen.
I'm just saying, you have to realize you're a celebrity to them, and I was listening to them that day, and they were, like, so excited, and then a couple of them, you let them do a little of this singing over the phone. What a great thing that you have to realize you're also a mentor of youth. Those young people were so excited just to meet you.
I was excited to meet them too. It was great, man. It was a really great time in San Antonio. It was really good. You're right, but I'm going to try to do it again somewhere else with it, get together when the youth are, you know, doing a drama or doing a play somewhere so I can definitely give it to the kids because that's good. That's
maybe
good
you can do it before Obama, before he leaves office.
Yeah, hopefully I can.
But like I said, life is pretty good. I'm getting ready for next weekend. I'm going to be featured up at the Gospel Cafe up in Springfield, Massachusetts. So any and all across the air, if you're in the Springfield, Mass area, come on over. Doc is going to be at the Gospel Cafe with my godson, Sam Bradley, and his wife. And what a great place that is. They have many of the local artists there who with great talents and gifts. So I'm just having the time of my life as a senior citizen.
That's good, man. That's fantastic. That is great. All right, I started playing, y'all. We've been a great get out here for the evening, man. It's been a great show. It's been a great day. We met with my buddy friend, Dr. Howard. It's been good, man.
See you next week.
See you next week.
I've had some heartaches and pain, a little sunshine and rain, some up, some down, some smile and some frown, but it's been a good day, yes it has. Thank you, love. Been a good day, yes it has, 'cause I've got my help and strength. And I know that I'm his child. It's been a good day. And I thank God for it. It's been a good day.
I thank God for it.
I've been lied on and cheated, talked about and mistreated, up and down, had some smiles, had some frowns. Oh, it's been a good day. Take a little time to thank God for it.
I
want to thank God for it.
I
want to thank God for it.
I want to thank God for it.
All of my help and strength. I need to know that I'm in time. Need I take a little more time?
I've got my helmet.